This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is June. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester. We're at 814 Elm Street. Come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, and watch the show. Also, if you could like us on Facebook, you can go to Food for Thought with Carol. We have our lineup for the week on there. Very soon, we will be having some trivia questions on there for you to win some prizes. So, again, go to Food for Thought with Carol. And welcome, June. Thank you for being here.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
I know. I'm used to always saying good morning.
Morning, yeah.
That's why I have it written here, good afternoon.
Right.
So, well, thank you for being my co-host today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Which you will be hearing June's voice because she will be filling in for the next couple of weeks here and there. And you know, I should also probably, you know, announce, I guess, that I will be getting a brand new co-host, and I'm really, really excited about it. He'll be starting the first week of April, which that Monday starts the 30th, I believe, March 30th. And my new co-host will be Mike Morin.
That'll be so exciting for you.
I'm very excited.
That's
so
good.
So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, June's going to be filling in, as well as Tracy. And so we'll take it from there. So again, thank you. And you always fill in anyway. And whenever, you know, I'm sure
you Mike's, call, I ask, I answer.
Mike will be needing some days off, and
yep,
you know. So and maybe myself. I don't know. We'll have to see.
But, I know you haven't been to Florida yet.
My mother screams at me every day.
I know. I get little blurbs from her saying, aren't you and Carol coming down?
I know.
Busy woman. But, busy but good.
You know,
busy is good. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Everything's and, that ribbon cutting was awesome Friday.
Wasn't that fun?
It was. It was amazing seeing all these people walking around, all these cameras. There had to be at least 30 cameras.
It was crazy. It was crazy. With the live show going on at the same time. And both of the presidents of the chambers both said they've never been to a ribbon cutting like that.
Oh, neat.
They were like, what the heck? There was lots of hoopla. We were in the paper today, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, good couple of pictures. Actually, it was like three pictures. The Undaris were in there, and Tyler and I with Kevin Smith, the Londonderry town manager.
Right. Very nice.
And, very nice. Yeah. All of them. It was a fun day. And it topped off with J-Dog's birthday.
I missed that part, but.
Oh, he was happy.
I bet he was.
You know, J-Dog fasts on Fridays for Lent.
For Lent, yep.
He fasts. And I'm like, you're fasting on your birthday? Because, you know, I got that quarter sheet cake. And, you know, it was just so busy in there. The girls didn't have time to cut it up for people. And, I mean, you know, we didn't have that much anyway to really serve everybody. But J-Dog proudly took the whole cake home, and he said he was going to eat it at midnight.
Oh, geez, not the whole thing, I hope.
You never know with J-Dog.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. I went up and I said, J-Dog, happy birthday. And he looked at me kind of surprised, like, how do you know? He goes, did they tell you how young I am?
32.
32. And I was like, I said, you look fantastic. So.
And you know that we were talking and I'm like, so wait a minute, J-Dog, you're 32. How old were you when we first met you? He was only 25.
Wow.
Do you believe that?
No, that's
25.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa, J-Dog.
He looks better now than he did before. No, you know
what? He looks good.
Yeah, he looks really, really good. Not that he looked bad, but.
No.
Yeah.
Like all of us, we go up and down.
Oh, boy, do we ever.
Oh, speaking of up and down. Look who's staring at us right now.
No, Rocco.
He's not supposed to come in here until 1:20. And you know, we're like staring at him.
Right.
Trying to zone him out.
Put that curtain up.
Jude and I both have our hands up covering
Rocco's
face because it is Healthy Mondays.
But, right. Yesterday, you and Daryl missed an unbelievable Hampton.
You didn't call us.
Well, you were going to call me.
No. You were going to talk to your dentist.
Oh, boy.
And you were going to call me.
Anyways.
I mean, didn't you have the dinner?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm going to call and say, so you're having ham dinner? You invite me over?
Right. That's what we usually do.
I don't ever do that. But
anyways,
you know what?
Anyways.
We're gonna talk about that after.
All right.
And you know
what? Sounds good.
We're going to go on a break right now, and we're going to start Healthy Monday with Rocco. And we'll talk about that after he leaves.
Okay. Yeah, that might be a good thing because it's not
I don't know what she has in store. I'm anxious because June is a very good cook. So isn't this supposed to be Meatless Mondays?
Right, but this was yesterday's
dinner.
Right. That isn't the recipe I have for Meatless Mondays.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. Yeah. Well, you are listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You can come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, have a nice healthy lunch, maybe like a veggie pocket, or they have great sandwiches up there. So, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with Rocco from Integrity Health.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me today is June. And we are live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. You can give us a call at any time as well. The number is 866-823-1077. Love to chat with you. And today is Healthy Monday, Meatless Mondays. I think Monday's a great day for this.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It is. Yeah. And let's welcome Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check them out on the web at integrityfit.com. Welcome, Rocco.
Well, thank you, Carol, and thank you, June, for having me here again.
Yeah. And he has this big, okay, listeners.
Yeah.
For those of you here in the atrium, you can probably see this big yellow thing sitting on the counter here. But it's a big 5 pound of fat. Sitting in front of us, June.
Yeah, it doesn't look very appetizing.
Now I know why he was in here earlier.
Yeah.
So what do you have on the agenda today for Meatless Mondays? Healthy Mondays.
My segment's called Think Healthy.
You know what? I'm going to actually take a picture of this so that Amy can put it onto the...
You want me to pick it up?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
And let's talk about Healthy Mondays. Oh, yeah. Nice big piece of fat.
Yeah, so today we're really going to start focusing a little bit on one of the next components that's in our agenda. We covered cardiovascular fitness. We went over strength training and building muscle. We talked last week a little bit about flexibility and stretching and that sort of thing. And this week we're going to talk about body composition, basically what we're made up of in terms of lean tissue or metabolic tissue versus how much body fat or energy storage we have on our bodies. So, what is a healthy body composition, Carol?
It is anything, it is like 25 to 30, in between 25 and 30%?
25% and below.
Okay, 25 and below. I wasn't sure 25 to 30 or 20 to 25.
But not to zero, just so that you know. Nobody can be zero.
Well, I didn't think we have to worry about that
body
with me, so. If I get that low, just, you know, wow. I can't even imagine.
So it's really interesting. So when you take a look in, for you listeners out there who can't see this, is what we're doing is we're actually going to compare on the radio, so you don't have to put on your audio glasses so you can kind of understand what we're talking about, the actual size of 5 pounds of fat. Now, if you had to identify this to the audience, June or Carol, you can take this up. How could you define how large this 5 pounds is in terms of size, June?
I'd say about the size of a football.
Okay, pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so 5 pounds, and I guess that's a pretty good analogy, right? Five pounds of fat is about the size of a football. Now, because it weighs 5 pounds, if we actually put this football-shaped object on the scale would register 5 pounds. You agree?
It looks like it would be heavier.
It does, but it's actually 5 pounds. I'm telling you, this is 5 pounds. So
right.
5 pounds of fat is this size, or about the size of a football.
Okay.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to actually show you what 5 pounds of muscle looks like. Okay. And this is the actual representation of what 5 pounds looks like. And how big would you say this is in comparison to the football size?
I would say like a zucchini size, a smaller, medium-sized zucchini.
Okay, so maybe about...
like maybe a kid's football.
Now, would you say probably in terms of
smaller.
Size,
yeah.
Would you say a third to a half the size of fat?
A third.
Okay. So if we have two people that come in and they actually step on a scale, this one is 5 pounds of fat and this one is 5 pounds of muscle, which one do you think is more healthy?
More healthy?
Yeah.
Well, the muscle.
How do you know?
Well,
because it looks better.
Yeah, it does.
It looks better and it's red and it's not all that yellow fat.
Well, let me ask you this. Which one would look better in a dress?
The red. the muscle.
The little one.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and this is one of the... Carol's jumping up off the scale and her chair and grabbing her butt, so you can't see that.
Nice.
But in all actuality, so you take a look at these two different sizes of body composition when it comes to people. One of the biggest issues we have in the country today is that we're eating foods that are calorie rich but not nutrient rich. And unfortunately, it leads to having a lot more of the fat tissue versus having the lean tissue. So that being said, Carol, what type of exercise increases the good tissue or the muscle tissue? What kind of exercise would you do to increase that?
Well, I'm thinking this is probably a quiz. Maybe it's a test. Yeah. I don't know.
You'll find out later.
I mean, my first thing to say is cardiovascular and resistance training.
Well, those are two different things. So which one is it, cardiovascular resistance training?
I'm going to say cardiovascular.
Try it again.
Okay, resistance training.
That's correct. So when... See, people have this notion that when they go out and
you know, can we just say one thing, too?
Ahead.
Just because some people don't, I am now understanding what you mean, the difference between cardiovascular and resistance training. Like, cardiovascular would be like the treadmill or running.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, just so listeners that don't understand that. And then the resistance is your machines, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And machines or free weights.
Or free weights, yes. Okay. So I just want listeners to know that. So keep going.
So now that you know that resistance training is what makes more of this, or this muscle, because I'm actually picking up the piece of muscle right now, what one would be more effective at long-term change in body composition if you're trying to lose body fat?
Is that one or the other?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just going to say I don't know.
Well, the reality
is... Well, probably a combination of both of them.
Caloric restriction as well
right.
as, you know, changing your diet around. But when you're looking at changing body composition, or even next time you happen to be in a fitness center, observe the people that are training in the weight training section.
Okay.
And compare those in your mind, not to be judgmental, but look at the people who are on the cardiovascular equipment and ask yourself this question: which ones look leaner? I think you'd be surprised to see the result of that overall observation.
Okay. I'm understanding. Okay.
And the reason why is, even though when we exercise, say, for example, if we exercise at a moderate pace, say walking on a treadmill for 3.5 miles per hour, we're going to average about 9 calories per minute of actual caloric expenditure. When you weight train, you're only doing about 6 calories per minute. So weight training is actually less, there's less energy expenditure with weight training than there is cardiovascular. The difference is with weight training, you can actually build more of this. Now this, or this muscle as I'm holding it up, burns 15 calories per day per pound. So the more muscle you have, the more metabolism you have. When you're doing cardiovascular training, even though you're burning an extra 3 calories per minute on average, you're not really building any muscle. So therefore, you're not creating any more tissue or muscle tissue to expend more calories over the long term. So once you're done training cardiovascular, you're basically done burning calories for the right. day, except for okay. paying back what's called your oxygen debt, which takes another 30 minutes of calorie burning. But after that, you're pretty much done. And that's why this is so much more effective in the long term, especially for females post 40, because as their hormonal levels start changing over time, they start losing estrogens, progesterones, androstenedione, and other important anabolic hormones, you have a tougher time building muscle, building tendons, ligaments, and bones. And unfortunately, a lot of women end up with osteoporosis or osteopenia, something that's related to a deficiency in bone density, and therefore can have issues later on in life, like broken hips and whatnot. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. Yep. It And, you know, each week that I, you know, I'm going to Integrity, and like I was just sharing with you a little bit earlier, you know, like the weights, you know, it's getting harder, you know, but it feels good though. Like when I'm there, I'm like in my zone, and it just, I know that I'm doing my body good. It's good. It feels really good. It feels good.
So it's pretty interesting that you see so many people out there who are doing cardiovascular exercise to try to manage their weight. I think we touched on this a little bit last week that doctors always recommend, you know, people who have, you know, cardiovascular disease or diabetes or hypertension or any one of these conditions to go out for a walk. And my argument as an exercise physiologist is that it's just not nearly enough. In other words, it's like trying to empty the ocean with a thimble. It's just way too much work. For example, this 5 pounds of fat right here, do you know how many calories are in this?
I forgot, but I did know. You told me.
Well, there's 3,500 calories in one pound. So multiply that by 5, you get, 17,500? Yeah. Wow. Is that what the number is?
Almost 18. Wow.
Right?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, now, so you have 17,500 calories just in 5 pounds alone. Now, can you imagine people who are trying to lose 20, 30, 40, 50, or even 100 pounds?
How discouraging.
It is very discouraging. Now, let's take a look at cardiovascular exercise again, because here's where the misconception is for so many people. I see them when I go to work out there running like crazy on the treadmill, and I'm like, and I know in my mind what they're trying to accomplish. And I'm saying it's again, you know, trying to empty the ocean with a thimble, because take a look at the next time you're in Integrity and you're on a treadmill, just jump on it for 10 minutes, jump on a treadmill for 10 minutes and go at an average pace, say 3.5-4 miles per hour. Then take a look at how many calories you've expended in that 10 minutes. So say, for example, it's, 30, okay? Then you can multiply that by 6, because that's how many is in an hour. So you're basically, you're up to somewhere around 180 to 200 calories. It'd probably be a little bit more than that. I would say somewhere closer to maybe 300-400 calories. Well, if there are 3,500 calories in 1 pound, that means you'd have to be on that treadmill over an hour to burn 500 calories, which means that you'd have to go 7 times that distance or that amount of time to expend 1 pound of this, and then you'd have to do 7 times 5, right? So would that be 35 plus sessions on that treadmill to lose 5 pounds?
Boy, is that... You know, you never think of it that way.
You don't.
Because you're right, the first thing the doctors say is, go for a walk. Get out and go for a walk. You go for a walk, but
it's not really, it's
happening.
Not doing anything.
Right, exactly.
You need to have that resistance training.
That is important, but everything is important.
Well, all the components.
Yes.
You need to be doing all the components.
There isn't, the one thing is all those things. And I'm not putting down cardiovascular exercise by any means. What I'm saying is that it's a component of being healthy. But cardiovascular exercise is meant to give you energy or endurance over a long period of time. So if you go to Disney World, if you go on a hike, or if you go on a bike ride, that you're not going to be fatigued in 10 minutes into the trip. That allows your body to be able to use energy more efficiently and more effectively so that you can go on these long-term hikes or bike rides or skating or snowshoeing or whatever you want to do. It gives you that ability to perform that type of work over time. but it's not, our bodies are great at utilizing calories over the long run. We're built to survive. So therefore, if we have a lot more than what we need, it's going to just wreak havoc on our bodies over the long term. That's why you see people have replacing knees and hips and these sorts of things, because there's way much more weight on our skeletal structures than necessary.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
that's why they, like for me, they always told me to go swimming. So I used to go snorkeling all the time, and I haven't done it in a while. But yeah, because it was, you know, in the water, it's easier. It's less stress on your.
Yes, and there's not, it's called non-weight bearing type of exercise. So it allows people to be able to move their joints without having the weight on their bodies. But eventually, you know, people, we live on the earth, we don't live in the water. So we have to be able to have a healthy enough body composition to withstand the stimulus or the stress of walking on the planet.
Right. Exactly. For those of you tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought. We're on 107.7 The Pulse. We're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, and it is Healthy Monday. We're talking with Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check them out on the web at integrityfit.com. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be back with Rocco. Healthy Monday.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Back, Food for Thought, live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. Come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe and watch the show. Also, go to Facebook, Food for Thought with Carol, and like us. And we always want to thank our sponsors. And, you know, if ever you go into any of the sponsors, you know, let them know that Food for Thought sent you. So, June, go ahead. Let's thank our sponsors.
Our sponsors, we want to thank our Express Jewelry Center at 44 South Main Street in Concord, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, Belmont Hall and Restaurant at 718 Grove Street in Manchester, the Red Arrow Diners in Manchester, Milford, and now Londonderry, Celeste Oliva at 75 South Main Street in Concord, where they have your source of the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars, Fallon's Furniture, the official director of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company, and New England Coffees, the official coffee for Food for Thought. Ooh, started a little there.
Hey, not bad, June. That was pretty good. Good for a first timer.
Oh, well. I'm a little flushed here.
It's all good.
No, that's because I was flirting with her a little bit while she was saying that. So.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So, Carol, yes, we were talking about body composition and body fat, and you were mentioning while we're on break something about hating to do the elliptical. So let's talk a little bit about the elliptical just for a second.
Talk about that.
All right.
Because, see, when you go to Integrity, you know, I have my routine, which is all personalized just for me. And, you know, what I do, you know, when you do a machine, you start with your cardio, and then I do a machine, and then you go back to a cardio, 2 minutes, back to a machine, cardio, 2 minutes, you know, back and forth. So
we call that cross training.
I didn't know that.
So you're crossing from resistance and you cross over to cardio and then you cross back over to resistance.
That makes sense. I didn't realize it was cross training.
So you define cross training today too. So,
so when you tell me, you know, cardio, treadmill or elliptical, why do you want me doing this stupid elliptical? I do not like it.
Well,
it is very hard.
It doesn't really matter which one you use, but what I will tell you is that with the elliptical, you have basically less impact. When you're walking, you're actually striking on a surface, okay, which puts extra force on your knees and your hips.
Okay.
See, in the elliptical, that doesn't happen because your foot never really leaves
the
platform.
Just kinda...
So the good thing about the elliptical is that you eliminate some of that joint force. What you hate more than anything else is because the elliptical itself uses smaller muscles. So you're using your muscles in your hips to make those pedals go in with that elliptical motion. Then those smaller muscles fatigue a lot quicker than the larger muscles you use when you're walking. And the reason why I recommended the elliptical versus the the treadmill for you is because it's just quicker. In other words, I don't want you resting so much in between going from a resistance training or crossing over to your aerobic training. In other words, for that treadmill to get up to speed, you have to get on there, push the button, and then slowly the treadmill starts going, and it takes a few seconds to get up to speed. With the elliptical, you can jump on that right away and just bang out that 2 minutes of high-intensity cardio and then go right back to your resistance training.
I have a solution to that.
You do. Well, let's hear it.
Skip it all together.
Dad joined us, too, so if you hear Dad talking, Dad is in the house right now.
You're losing me right now, but go ahead.
Well, So if that is the case, and I do understand that, I know what you mean, because you get onto the treadmill and, you know, and you are trying, and I, you know, keep hitting the button to get up to my 3.6, you know. What if I go 2.5 minutes?
Carol,
I would gladly do that instead of that stupid elliptical.
Then you can do that. And the other benefit of the treadmill.
She's bargaining.
Bargaining. Wicked bargaining. I don't like that thing. But you know,
you don't
want to
eat your peas, huh?
I hate peas. Some women, they are like on that elliptical for an hour. I can't even do 2 minutes.
You said that they're on there for an hour. And after what we just learned this morning, why bother? And I walk in there all the time, and they know this.
Okay.
And again, after trying to enforce that education upon them,
they do what they want.
They still, oh my goodness, do they ever.
So he doesn't want you doing what you want.
They make their own deal.
Well, I don't want to do it for an hour.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay, you know.
Should have had a V8. You're right.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, each week you learn a little bit more each week, all these components, how important they are, and, you know, to do them all. Now, you know, I also noticed, you know, when I'm at Integrity, there are other people which, you know, I'm just asking this question, like, is this something that probably will be in my program after my first 8 weeks? Because I see people doing the free weights and doing different things. Is that like just a different?
Yes. At Integrity, we take a look at each person's abilities and capabilities in the beginning, because just like learning anything else in life, we have to figure out what's the right starting point for each person that comes in. In other words, we don't take a first grader and put them into the seventh grade because they fail. So we basically assess the ability of that individual coming in and try to give them something that takes them from the point where of understanding or ability to where they are and move them forward on a path that's right, going to be comfortable for that individual. So yes, in time, we'll start to put you into what we call split routines, which is breaking up muscle groups into different days. And you'll be learning exercises that are not two-dimensional, which are the ones that you're doing on those machines, but starting doing things that are free weight based, like, you know, free weight training or some type of functional training or even calisthenics for that matter, and start incorporating other three-dimensional movements in there, which are more related to the activities of daily living, you know, such as gardening, cooking, you know, walking, running, hiking, biking, skating, skateboarding, okay, whatever it is that you do on the weekends. I saw you on your skateboard last weekend. That was pretty good, by the way. She gave me this
you
look.
You should see her face. That wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
On a skateboard.
Oh, there must have been. I thought I saw Daryl on the back. That wasn't him either.
What?
I'm just kidding with you, Carol.
What is he talking about?
I'm throwing her off, George.
He's
taking it serious. That's good.
Carol, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Now, for someone that would like to start at Integrity, and you've been doing it for how long now?
I'm going into my fourth week.
How do you feel from day one to now?
Totally different.
How's that?
I mean, I can feel my body. I mean, I have not weighed myself, and I'm not one to weigh myself anyway, so that doesn't bother me. But I can certainly feel with my clothes, I feel better. I mean, I have energy, I'm empowered. I really am. I mean, I go to the gym and I'm usually there by myself, which is kind of cool. You know, I get in there and I'm just like on my focus and I take my little selfies so that everybody knows that I'm going there. This week I had Donna take a picture of me. I'm like, well, instead of me doing it, well, I happened to be there when she was there. Or no, it wasn't Donna. It was the other one. Terry.
Yep.
I'm like, can you just take a picture of me on the machine so they can see me on a machine? Because I can't do it myself when I'm on the machine. But anyway, no, I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel great. I feel great. And, you know, eating healthy and eating, you know, the right things. And I feel fantastic.
Good. Good. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the best thing about, you know, getting into a good healthy condition is that you don't have to totally eliminate having fun in having the things that you love in life,
right,
and you go out and do, whether, you know, be Carol and I going to Puerto Vallarta and having a margarita.
I had a Caballabo this week.
Did you?
I did. And it was okay.
You'll get used to it.
It was okay.
Did you put salt in the
wine? I did.
You'll become a connoisseur before too
okay.
long.
Okay. All right. I'll hold you to that. It was okay. Lee upstairs, she does silver tequila with some club soda and squeezed lime in. I was going to add the club soda and I said, no, I'm going to try it this way first. And it was good. It was nice. You know, you would never think of sipping tequila.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, usually we, you know, like that.
Well, that's the whole idea behind the margarita, so that you bang it down, and before you know it, you have 600 calories just like that.
Exactly.
You know, that's more than an hour on a treadmill, and so every time you look at a margarita, that's about an hour and 15
minutes
of treadmill time.
It's a waste, you know?
Who wants to do that?
Yeah, it's true. It is true. So, Dad, how have you been?
Pretty good. It felt good to come in. I'm moving around.
Yes.
Get your mind off things.
Dad had a surgery a couple weeks ago, so he's been almost 3 weeks, and so he's been slowly getting back into the...
Takes time.
Yeah. Laminectomy. I didn't think it can kick it down like that.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Yep.
Well, we'll have to get you over. Well, no, not integrity.
Yeah.
That's for women.
No,
right. But
I don't know. We can throw a wig on him. Throw a little makeup on, a little eyeliner. He'll fit right in there. No problem.
Right now, tomorrow, they've got workout PT.
Oh, you're doing PT tomorrow.
I don't know what to expect, but imagine it'd be nothing but Kegel exercises.
I think you could do that at home.
Yeah. I know, but they said they want me there tomorrow, 9:45, pain management.
Well, they're probably going to have you moving,
moving, your legs.
Moving muscles and you know, legs and arms.
Slowly.
That's right.
Incorporating myself. And here is a big thing. Just coming back, you know, get in there and get involved a little bit.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Good. I cleared my desk. Did you see the pile?
I did see the piles on your desk.
I had that so clean.
Well, look at my desk. I'm one to talk.
I know, but I just hard to keep current. You know? Got a new system. Got to get a better filing system.
So, Rocco, do you have any homework for me this week or anything? Anything you want me to focus on a little bit more? Or?
I would say to any of our clients, it's always the struggle is the food. The more you become educated about food and the quality of foods and nutrient density of foods, how much you're supposed to eat versus anything else that's out there, whether it be, you know, the cardiovascular exercise we talked about earlier, even resistance training for that matter. People who are smart with what they put in their mouth in the long run will have less issues with their health over time.
And let's talk about, we just have probably a minute or so to go, but the importance of eating every 2.5 to 3 hours and eating the right things.
I mean, it is important, but some people have jobs that, say, medical professionals who are working in emergency rooms or some sort of a, you know, where they can't get to food right away.
Yep.
As long as they're getting all those nutritious foods into their body before the end of the day, it's better than not eating at all. But if you have the luxury to have the, you know, every 3 hours, it makes it a lot easier for people to get those calories in and the healthy calories. So that said, remember, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Why not choose to think healthy? Thank you, everybody. And we're going to have a quiz next week. So hopefully everybody was listening. You can call in and win some fun prizes. And we'll see you next week.
They'll be able to win 30 days free at Integrity to come and check it out.
Yes. Yeah, so
there you go. So,
or a night out with Carol. Something really exciting.
Carol, please. All right. You're listening to Food for Thought, and we'll be right back.